Shalom, this is Billy Brim coming to you today from my home here near Branson, Missouri, over Table Rock Lake. The big news this week is the near terrible terror happening in London, in England, and in Scotland. Thank God it was caught before it became something very destroying many lives. We always know that when that happens, the first thing I think of is somebody's praying. And there's nothing, the Bible tells us, that is hidden to the one with whom we have to do, but everything's open to him. And folks, I really do feel that right now we are in a time. This is the month that has the fast days of the Jews, when they were surrounded, their temples were surrounded by the Romans, this fast of 17th of Tammuz, and then the 9th of Av. We'll talk more about that later, when their temples were destroyed. And this July, even my friend Creflo Dollar has a prophecy that came through him on May 24th. July, it's called the turning point. July of this year will initiate a turning point and a change. And those who are in Christ Jesus will be loved, protected, and taken care of. But to those who are practicing wickedness and evil, God will no longer be ignored. And there will be events and things that will cause wicked men to consider their wicked ways. And we who are dead already, that means we're already dead in Christ, we've been risen again. We who are dead already will be prepared to walk those through their death and help them see the resurrection. Get ready, soul winning like you've never seen it before is about to come. It's going to be one of those things where it's dark in Egypt and light in Goshen. Just make sure you're in Goshen. During the time of the plagues in Egypt, the children of Israel were in the land of Goshen, where they were protected, even though all kinds of things were happening around them. We had a prayer request that came, a lady of God, a prophetess of God. You can find it on Lynn Hammond's G-SPAN. And we'll put a link on our webpage and go and see what was revealed to a prophetess we know about why we should be in prayer right now, something coming out of the east, and indicated by the Lord that the right kind of prayer can stop it. So it's a time for us to all be on the alert, and thank God he keeps us on the alert. But the big news is those near terrorist things that happened in London and in Scotland. Now, I want to read to you from something that came July 4th on the internet. Six doctors who worked in British hospitals are in custody in connection with the attempted terrorist attacks in Glasgow and London. Mohammed Anif, an Indian hospital doctor, was detained in Brisbane, Australia, going all the way to Australia and India. He worked at the Gold Coast Hospital in Southport, Eastern Queensland. Two of the foreign doctors in custody in the UK were identified as being from Iraq and Jordanian-Palestinian background. Dr. Abdullah, one of them, and another suspect were employed at the Royal Alexandra Hospital in Paisley near Glasgow. Others were of Middle East origin, they're saying. And they're all so surprised. I've listened to the people on the news and they say, oh, we can't believe it. Doctors, professional people, folks, this has been perpetrated. All the terrorist things that have been happening have been perpetrated and sold to us in the West that it's all a result of poor Palestinians who've been denied their food, their rights, their poor little children. No, that's not so. This is religious. It is a religious, a very dedicated religious people to the Quran and to jihad, which says there has to be a final battle before they take over the whole world, and everyone who is not submitted, that's what Islam means, must die at the edge of the sword. This is not something new. These doctors and people, professional people being in on it, is something I've known for years. For example, we have on our board Clyde and Eufaula McGee. Clyde just went home to be with the Lord at the age of 80. Eufaula still with us. Clyde, I always introduced him at the meetings. I always had him stand up. I introduced him as our genius brother. For Clyde, who was a grocery stock boy from Ackerman, Mississippi, but his great brain took him into the height of the space, the time of a space travel and space adventure. And he is one of four people who invented, put up the synchronous orbit satellites. There was a time when satellites just orbited the Earth around 300 miles above it. But he put them in orbit, he and three other men, thousands of miles, I want to say 22,000 miles, and he put them in sync with the Earth. This is what lets us have something happen on one side of the world, and Clyde told me, in 1/25th of a second, we can be seeing it on this side of the world. And when they put this up, this opened, it's the communication satellites, it opened the communication that we have today. The internet, the television, the satellite, everything came through the work of those four men. And Clyde said we were just shooting from the hip, but we did it with the laws that God had placed, the laws of physics that God had placed in the earth. And so Clyde McGee, I did his funeral, and my son Terry said, it's not often that you get to meet a man who changed the world. And we got to know Clyde McGee, who changed the world very well. And we'll put up one of our pictures for you of Clyde, and maybe if we can find one around, one of him with a satellite. He launched and maintained more satellites than any other man on Earth. 10 years ago and more, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I know it was more than 10 years ago because it was before I moved to Branson. Clyde and Eufaula went with us on a trip to Israel. Now, they were living at that time near the Atlanta area. And before they came to go with us to Israel, Clyde was being honored by Hughes, who is the company that he was working for when they made all these discoveries. He was retired, but they were giving him a dinner honoring him. And so they were on their way to California to go to that dinner. And Martha said, Eufaula, we call her sometimes, Martha, we call her sometimes, excuse me. Martha said, I want to go and visit a lady that I used to work with at Delta. And she had been recently married to an Arab doctor. So Clyde and Eufaula went out and spent a few days in the home of this Islamic doctor and his wife. And they invited Clyde and Eufaula to go to a quote-unquote professional meeting, an Arab professional meeting. Clyde and Eufaula sat there, and of course, they knew because they'd been around me all the time. A man stood up who had come in from overseas. He stood up at a whiteboard or a blackboard or whatever they call those things these days. And he drew out a plan for these quote-unquote professionals, lawyers and doctors, whereby they could give money to charities in the United States. And these charities then, he drew the map. How they would be then funneled through banks in London and would eventually get to the Intifada in Palestine, the uprising. They would eventually get to through to Yasser Arafat's soldiers, his terrorist groups. Clyde and Eufaula were astonished. They sat there and tried to memorize everything they saw, and of course Clyde was a genius. And then they went with us on over into Israel, and we had some connections. We made connections for him to tell some authorities. Do you know what they said? They threw up their hands. They said, we know this. We know everything you're telling us. But we cannot get the United States of America to admit this is so. A young woman wrote a book. They have started to admit that it's so, even though they still claim to be so surprised that professionals are in on it. This book called Terrorist Hunter, and I understand it's not in print anymore. It's by an anonymous author. But she came over here. She was a Jewish lady having lived in Iraq. And she came out of there. She spoke Arabic. She came to the United States and she started visiting mosques and charity organizations and revealed what had been going on for years to support these things. So this is called Terrorist Hunter. This is no big surprise. We are going to offer to you a book this Not that book, but another book that will explain some things to you that have been hidden from you. This book is by Brigitte Gabriel. Brigitte is traveling around the country right now, and she has written this book because they hate. She was brought up in Lebanon. And in Lebanon, she lived in a Christian village. Everything in Lebanon is divided. There's a Christian village, there's a Shia village, there's a Sunni village, there's a Ba'athist village. They don't mix. And she was in a Christian village, but all her life she had been taught to hate Jews. In a Christian village, the airwaves were filled, she writes, with stories demonizing Israel and calling for its destruction. In my Christian private school, Christian, we studied only the New Testament. I never saw the Old Testament because it was considered the enemy's book. All I heard was, quote, Israel is the devil. The Jews are demons. They are the source of all the problems in the Middle East. And the only time we will have peace is when we drive all the Jews into the sea. Now, this is a young woman who was raised in a Christian home when the war came and she had to flee over the border. She fled to into the hands of the Israelis, who were very good to her and treated her mother. And now she's like paying them back by telling what's really going on. We're going to offer this to you today only for $20, Because They Hate by Brigitte Gabrielle. $20 plus postage. I have another item. I wanted to refer to this because you say, well, what about this business, you know? Who should Palestine belong to? The thing about it is we have to go by the Word of God. And one of the things that's come clear to me recently is when Saul, God took him out from being king, he said he had told him to kill Agag and to kill all the Amalekites and to kill all their sheep. He didn't kill Agag, the king of the Amalekites. The prophet Samuel came up and he said, what's this I hear? The bleeding of sheep. And he said, oh, I saved the sheep and I saved the king. The people wanted to sacrifice the sheep. God said, I reject you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. When we find in this book who the land belongs to, in this Bible, and that God's going to bring them home and give them the land, He's giving them particularly the mountains of Israel. Read Jeremiah 30 and 31, 32. Read Ezekiel 36. And you will find out that God gave them the mountains of Israel. We have to go by that, even if we don't understand it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Now, we'll give you that book for $20 if you'll write us at Post Office Books, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We do trust you can enclose an offering when you write. Or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. Please go online at billybrim.org and check out what's coming in August, our eschatology school. You have to be registered, but I can't wait to get to this one. So many things are happening, and we're going to look at it in light of what the prophets say. We're especially going to center in on the book of Ezekiel because it tells us some exciting things that are coming up. And so I'm on my way to California right now, and this is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom. Until next time.